Blog Talk Radio.
Talking about the sermons, Holier Than Thou. The sermons, Holier Than Thou. Our devotional scripture reading is coming from Isaiah 65:5, and it reads as following, which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your magnificent words. We just ask that you do as you will, Father, pertaining to this word. We ask that you magnify it, glorify it, and give it to those that are in need of it, Father. Oh, God, we just thank you for putting this word in our heart, Father, that we may be able to obtain your knowledge and your wisdom and your understanding. Father, it's in Jesus' most holy name that we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you on this morning. Amen. If you are listening, amen. Again, amen. We are in the 65th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Amen. And this particular scripture text have reminded me of the church. Amen. Not only I believe that this scripture is a reminding of Israel, but it also, amen, is a reminder of the church of today, in which I believe have received the same mindset, amen, the same mentality, amen. The scripture reads that he said that these people, amen, these rebellious people, amen, were saying, and saying, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. They were saying that they was holier than thou. Amen. Just as the church today are saying they are holier than thou, thinking that they can't be touched. Amen. Thinking, amen, that they doing the right thing, but yet they are in deeper sins than their forefathers. Hallelujah. We have no understanding nor even concept of what we are following, amen, what we are believing, amen, who we are believing in, amen. Therefore, we are deceived in our own very minds, amen, concept of vainness, vanities that are displayed, amen, in our behaviors and our characters. We are, amen, you are a church that is holier than thou. You are self-righteous in your own mind, not in God's mind, amen, because God despises this attitude, amen. He said, these are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burneth all the day, amen, meaning that these are the certain people that anger him all day long, amen. The self-righteous people that think that they are doing right, that think that they have it down packed, but yet they are students of the devil, the evil one, Beelzebul, Dracon. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the scriptures say in verse 6, he said, behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even recompense unto their bosom your iniquity and the iniquity of your fathers together, says the Lord, which have burned incense up on the mountains, and have blasphemies up on the hills, therefore will I measure their former work into their bosom. Oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God. He said he was going to come back at your church. Amen. Because of what? Amen. You doing the same thing as Israel did, worshiping on the mountain. Amen. Hallelujah. You didn't hear me. I said you worshiping on the mountain. Oh, God. Somebody needs to listen to me on the day. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, well, what you talking about, Brother Miles? Amen, amen. Let me show you what I'm talking about, the scripture in Second Kings, amen. Second Kings, amen. The scripture said this, amen. Oh God. In verse 16, Second Kings, starting at verse 3, he said, but he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Yeah, and made his sons pass through the fire, according to the abomination of the heathen, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel. And he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places, on the hill, and under every green tree. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. These places was in the mountains. Oh God, this is what he's talking about. He's talking about the worship of other gods in the mountains in which Israel was doing, amen, for years, centuries, and still doing today. Hallelujah. He said the high places, oh God, on the hill, amen, under every green tree, amen, the same green tree that you all worship under, amen, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, ain't nothing changed, you still got a green tree, amen, you put it up every year on the 25th day of December, amen, my birthday, it has nothing to do with Jesus Christ's birthday. It's Marathon birthday, the sun god, hallelujah, oh God, but you put it up, you just as wicked as your forefathers, hallelujah, oh God, with all these blasphemies, oh God, this divination, amen, hallelujah. Oh, God will recompense, church. He will recompense. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Chapter 17, amen. Verse 9, the scripture said, and the children of Israel did secretly in their own mind. They thought it was secretly. Amen. Just like the church today think they doing this in secret, but yet it's wide open. Your sin is wide open. Everybody can see it except you. The tradition of demons, the doctrine of devils, hallelujah. The scripture said that the children of Israel did secretly those things that was not right against the Lord their God. He said against the Lord their God, hallelujah. He said, and built their high places in all the cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fifth city, and they set up in the images and the groves in every high hill and under every green tree. And there they built incense in all the high places and did heathen whom the Lord carried away before them and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord unto anger, for they served idols. Therefore the Lord said unto them, ye shall not do this thing. Ye shall not do this thing. This is the reason why, amen, God was angry, because Israel had a holier and thou selfish, self-righteous mindset, but yet they was the most wicked nation ever, hallelujah. And the church today has become the most wicked, self-righteous, oh God, hallelujah, abomination to God ever, hallelujah, oh God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we still worshiping Baal today. We still worshiping his symbol, which is the green tree, the Christmas tree, hallelujah. Oh, God, have mercy upon our soul. And God, our children bowing down to this tree. Oh, God, put gifts upon me. Lord, help us in Jesus' name. We're going to suffer for this. We as a nation of Christians are going to suffer for this. And you better beg for mercy. Oh, God, verse 16 said, and they left all the commandments of the Lord their God. They left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten image, even two calves, and made a grove and worship all the host of heaven and served Baal. They cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire, use divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of his sight. There was none left but the tribe of Judea. Also, Judea kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. Oh, God, hallelujah. God is not playing, church. Amen. I said, God is not playing. You think that he's playing. Amen. Everyone which is holy and thou mindset, God is not playing. God did these things because of the worship of idolism, amen, and we're still doing it today, amen. I don't care what you think it is, but it is what it is, amen, and it's worshiping an idol, amen, hallelujah. You can call it what you want, church. You can pretty it up what you want to pretty it up to. But I'm calling it up like it is today, amen. You're worshiping the devil, hallelujah. You're worshiping the devil, and to be called a Christian, you are holier than thou. Self-righteous in your own mind, thinking that you're something that you're not. And God is going to recompense your iniquities in your bosom. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. I said, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God is the God that we need to worship. He is the God that we need to serve. No other God comes before him. Amen, hallelujah. Isn't that one of the commandments of God? Amen. No other God comes before him. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Chapter 23 of 2 Kings, verse 5, the scripture reads, and he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judea had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judea and in the places round and about Jerusalem. Them also had burned incense to Baal, to the sun, to the moon, and to the planets, and all the host of heaven. God told you not to do this. He told you not to do this. Not to worship Saturnia. Not to worship Saturn. Amen. Hallelujah. And you're still worshiping Saturn. Church, know your tradition. Know your doctrine. You are evil. Know what you are doing. Amen. Research your history. Research where these wicked people get this from, who changing the traditions of the Christian church into the tradition to Satanists. Satan, a true Satanist, is an enemy of the church. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about all of these murderous, ravages, fools. A true Satanist is an enemy of the the church, and he knows what he's doing by attacking the church tradition and the church doctrine. Oh, God, the devil is masquerading around, amen, changing doctrine, changing history, hoping that we will follow the incorrect doctrine. Oh, but those of us that have this holier and thou, amen, mindset, will fall victim of Satan's foolishness. Hallelujah. We will fall victim of Satan's foolishness. Oh God. Why? Because we think we know what we're doing, and we know not. Can I get a witness what we are doing? Hallelujah. We know not what we are doing. Amen. You are truly holier than thou. Amen. One more scripture. I want you to hearken unto this scripture. Take heed. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 1. Hear ye the word. Hear ye the word. Hear ye the word. Hear ye the word. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel, O Christian church, O Christian church, hallelujah. Thus says the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen. Learn not the way of the heathen. He say, learn not the way of the heathen. Oh God. And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven. For the heathen are dismayed at them. Note this, the word heathen don't mean that the people don't have no God. It means that the people have another God. Hallelujah. The scripture says in verse 3, for the customs of the people are vain. The tradition of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the watchman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fashion it with nails and with hammers. And it moves not. They are upright as a palm tree, but speak not. They must need be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also it in them to do good. This self-righteous tradition was here before. You ain't doing nothing new. The ancients did it before you. And they were self-righteous, holier than thou, thinking that they can get over on God. How is it that you are getting over on God, church? You are holier than thou. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Let me give you. Let me give you. The scripture says in the same chapter, verse 14, he said, every man is brutish in his knowledge. Every founder is confounded by the graven image, for the molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the works of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 23, chapter 10. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. It's not man's responsibility to direct his own steps. It's God's responsibility to direct our steps, church. Get out of your self-righteous mind, your holier-than-thou mind, thinking that you are worshiping God by worshiping the sun god and his symbol, the Christmas tree. You are an abomination to God, and you are an abomination to his church. You are an abomination to his people. There's no worse representative than one who worship and serve another God.